Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where it's time for our weekly visit with the Man of Steel. Here is the penultimate episode of the long-running storyline Superman vs. Kryptonite, which originally played out in the spring and early summer of 1947.
Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep! P-E-P, Pep! Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman! Superman's friends and enemies face a battle of life or death as each fiercely struggles against the other for desperate control of the Man of Steel's existence.
Absolutely, positively, this is next to the last day I'll be telling you about the thrilling G.I. Money Belt Kellogg's Pep has for you. And if you haven't sent for yours yet, you better grab yourself a pencil and get busy. This money belt is GI equipment, the real thing. It has three secret compartments, one large pocket and two smaller ones. Now, there's a special flap that folds over on the inside and keeps those pockets secret so that you can safely hide your money, identification, letters, and secret codes. And you can wear this army belt under your coat or your jacket, or you can even sleep with it like lots of GIs did. Remember, this is the real thing, a genuine Army money belt in GI khaki color with a full-size buckle. It's adjustable so it'll fit you slick, and it's the genuine article. Now, GIs paid a dollar for theirs, but all you do is to mail 10 cents, one box stop from a package of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep, and your name and address to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that? You send one dime and one box stop from Kellogg's Pep along with your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. Don't put it off. There's just one more day left to send in your order. Do it right now. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now the adventures of Superman.
On a secluded farm near Metropolis, where he is a prisoner of Big George Latimer, a dishonest politician, and Dr. Marsh, a former German concentration camp official, Superman is being fed a solution of kryptonite. This substance from the exploded planet on which he was born, and which in the atmosphere of Earth robs him of all his strength, has already caused him to lose his memory. And in 12 hours more, Dr. Marsh has promised Latimer, the Man of Steel will be a mental and physical wreck. But meanwhile, in Metropolis, the famous Batman and Robin followed a clue to Dr. Marsh's house, where they found a hidden diary which contained a photograph of the Nazi. Recognizing him as a man they had seen at a farm some time ago while they were searching for Superman, the dynamic duo decided to investigate the farm again. And as we continue now, they are speeding along a country highway in their powerful Batmobile. Listen.
Okay, keep your eyes peeled now, Robin. Lane, at least the farm cuts off along here somewhere.
Yeah, I'm watching for it, Batman.
Good.
Brakes. I think it's right up ahead.
Check. Yep, this is it, all right. Winds through the woods for about half a mile. It's out of the farm.
Yeah, that's right. But you're not going to drive all the way in, I hope.
Of course not. We'll stop just before the woods end. Then hide the car under the trees.
Uh-huh, and then go looking for trouble, huh?
No, sir, Robin. For Clark Kent.
Well, if he's at the farm, chances are Big George Latimer and our Nazi doctor friend are, too.
And if so, there will be trouble.
Well, that's what I've been suggesting, Pappy.
Any objection?
Are you kidding? It'll be a pleasure.
Only what?
I just remembered. The last time we tangled with Latimer, he had Boku gorillas around. And all of them had guns. They're with him here.
That might make it a bit more difficult.
Well, now you're not kidding. Say, maybe we should have slowed up long enough to collect Inspector Henderson and a few of his gendarmes.
No, Robin. Henderson's office since we made him search Latimer's house and then haul him out to Marsh's bungalow to find Kent. And no Kent, remember?
Yeah. Well, I guess we're on our own as usual, then.
Right. Now.
Hey, where are you going?
The woods end just ahead there, see?
Oh, that's right.
If we park under this big tree, that ought to do the trick.
Oh, I hope so.
I don't think anyone in the lane will notice the car. Okay, Robin, out we go.
Check.
Hey, not so fast.
I just want to have a look-see.
Someone might see you.
I'm behind the tree. Oh, the farmhouse looks nice and peaceful.
See anybody around?
No. Duck, Batman.
What's up?
There's a big lad coming this way. Right along the edge of the woods there. See him?
Uh-huh. Oh, a tough-looking customer. He's carrying a gun. Say, Robin.
Uh-huh.
He's one of the fellows we tangled with at Latimer's house. One of Latimer's gunmen.
Say, that's right. That means the trail's getting warm, huh?
Oh, it certainly is. My hunch is this fellow's a lookout. See? He keeps peering about. Great Scott!
Now what?
I think he spotted our car.
Oh, no.
Hey,
no!
He has.
Hey!
Come on, Robin. Let's take him fast.
Okay, Pappy. Yeah.
Now!
Got him!
Nice tackle, Robin. I'll hold him while you truss him up.
I'll have him ready for the laundry and two shakes.
Good.
Let's just take a hitch here and another hitch here.
Hey, Dan!
There.
Dan, where are you?
Uh-oh. Here comes reinforcements for our friend. Hurry it up, Robin.
Right. There. He's all set.
Dan! Hey, Dan!
They're closing in. Not your handkerchief, Robin. Stuff it in this laddie's mouth when I take my hand away.
Right, just a second. All right, that does it.
Good.
Hey, Dan!
We'll have more company in a minute, Dan. Uh-huh.
Get behind that big oak, Robin. I'll wait behind the tree. When our company shows, make them welcome.
Oh, should I bake a cake?
Dan, where are you?
Quiet. Here they come.
Where is that guy? Hey, Eddie! Look!
What the...
Why, it's Dan!
Yeah!
Over the top, Robin!
Right with you,
Eddie!
Get him,
Eddie!
Get him, friend!
It's my friend!
Oh, what a lovely chin you have for a haymaker! Nice going, Batman.
Same to you, son.
Two up and two down, short and sweet. Oh, boy, when we hit them, they stay hit, eh, Pappy?
Okay, never mind the orchids. Come on, we'll tie these two chickens together. My rope here.
Right.
Roll that husky this way, chum.
Check.
A little more.
There you are.
That's it. Wonder how many more of these toughies are around.
Oh, something tells me we'll find out soon enough.
Right. There. That does it. These two buckles will keep for a while. Okay, come on, Robin.
All right, where to?
We'll make a beeline for the farmhouse. You ready?
Never readier.
Okay, let's go then. And keep low, Robin.
Right. Hey, we're spotted.
Duck low.
That last shot almost parted my hair.
We're almost at the house. You see that cellar window?
Yeah.
Dive through it when I give the word.
Check.
Come on. Okay, Robin. Through the window.
Right.
Timber! Up on your feet, Robin.
Right.
Who are you?
Dr. Livingston, I presume.
Dr. Marsh is more correct.
Save me, or I shoot.
You're not shooting anybody, my dirty Nazi friend.
No. Oh. Batman, you should be more gentle.
Robin, look. Look on that couch.
Christopher Columbus, it's Mr. Kent.
Superman, you mean?
Superman?
That's right. He's asleep. Superman, wake up. Wake up,
where
Superman!
In the cellar, Mr. Latimer. Turn up the boys and we'll get them.
Batman,
hurry.
That's Latimer outside.
I hear him. Wake up, Superman. Wake up! Wake up, Superman, will you? Robin, that piece of kryptonite. Get it back in that lead box.
Oh, okay, but hurry and wake him up. We're going to have our hands full in a minute.
Wake up, Superman! Superman, wake up, will you? Robin, I can't wake him up. Get that kryptonite away, Robin.
I am. Wow, it burns. There, that does it.
Good. Now we ought to wake up. We can fight our way out of here. Superman, wake up. Wake up, I say.
Holy smokes, Batman. Look, at the window.
Batman and Robin. Hold him down, boys.
Down, Robin, down.
You're listening to The Adventures of Superman on When Radio Was. We'll be back in a flash. And now let's wrap up this episode of Superman on When Radio Was.
Desperately, Batman shakes the sleeping Superman, calling to him as Latimer's henchmen crowd outside the cellar windows, cleaning their guns on Batman and Robin. We'll be back in a moment for the tenth climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
be sorry if you don't get one of those exciting money belts Kellogg's Pep has for you. This offer has only one more day to go, so get busy. This belt is the genuine article, a real United States Army money belt with three secret pockets that'll hold your letters and photos, identification, your secret club codes, and your allowance money. There's one large pocket and two smaller ones covered with a special kind of flap that folds over on the inside, conceals the pockets so nobody can get at them except you. Great for camping trips and hikes. Safely carries your knife and matches. It's exactly the same money belt GIs wore in real khaki color with a full-size buckle. Adjustable so it's sure to fit any size waist. Don't miss out. Send for yours today. Although GIs paid a dollar for theirs, you can get yours for only 10 cents and one box stop from a package of that swell cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And send your name and address clearly printed and mail to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. This offer is limited to the United States.
Now back to the adventures of Superman.
Trapped in the farmhouse cellar with a sleeping Superman, Batman and Robin placed the kryptonite back in its lead box and then attempted to waken the Man of Steel. But meanwhile, Big George Latimer had posted a henchman at each of six cellar windows and each trained a gun on Batman and Robin. As we continue now, the dynamic duo have flattened themselves against the wall, protected by Superman's cot and his body from the bullets that have been spraying the walls and floor about them as the Man of Steel begins to awaken.
What's happening?
Superman's waking up, Batman.
Thank heaven. Listen, Superman.
Who are you? What's all this shooting about?
Who are we? Batman and Robin, of course.
Batman and Robin?
Yes. Now listen, will you?
Well, I can sit up. I can move.
Look out, Robin. Duck low.
Whoa. Oh, this is getting hot, Batman.
You're not kidding. Superman, listen.
What did you call me?
Holy smokes, Batman. Has Superman lost his memory, too?
Naturally. Listen, you're Superman. You hear me?
I can stand up. I can even walk.
Hey, Mr. Latimer, look at that. Superman is standing up.
Never mind him. We'll take care of him later. Get inside, boys. Finish Batman and Robin.
Okay, let's go, fellas.
Holy smokes. Here they come for us. What'll we do, Batman?
I don't know, Robin. If only Superman would snap out of it, he could help us.
Nobody can help you now, Batman. All right, boys, finish him.
Backed against the wall, Batman and Robin can only watch as Big George Latimer's henchmen swarm through the cellar windows and start toward them, guns raised. And Superman, the one person who could save his friends and himself, stands wonderingly by, unaware of his identity. Unaware of what is going on. Is this the end of Batman and Robin and of Superman? What will happen? Tomorrow's action-packed episode tells the story, fellows and girls, so be sure to listen. This will be Superman's last thrilling program before his summer vacation and his return to the air on September 29th. So don't fail to tune in tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
That indeed was the penultimate installment of the long-running storyline Superman vs. Kryptonite, also featuring Batman and Robin. It originally played out over 33 episodes in the spring and early summer of 1947. We'll have the exciting conclusion of that adventure at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we heard Richard Crenna as high schooler Walter Denton on Our Miss Brooks. Well, that future busy film actor played another young man on the radio, Bronco Thompson, who would date and marry Marjorie Forrester. Can you name that radio comedy? I'll have the answer and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you
Escape. Produced by William N. Robeson and carefully contrived to free you from the four walls of today, for a half hour of high adventure.
Radio Spirit's 10 CD collection, Escape Misty Lands, brings you the adventure of a big game hunt, exploits of international intrigue, and the danger of a wartime thriller.
You kid, sure you kid, it helps. But for those 10 seconds while you fall free, nothing helps. You hang onto the ripcord and you count off the seconds, so you try not to count too fast. Your hand on that ripcord is the only certain thing in the world as you tumble head over teacups with a wind tearing sound from your ears. And there's only one thought, always the same thought, whether it's your first or your 50th jump. Will the chute open?
It's exhilarating, but perilous.
You remember that night, the night I fell?
Yes.
We had been toiling all day, inching our way up a steep ice wall. And as darkness came, we found a narrow ledge, barely 3 feet wide.
You'll be dropped right into exciting stories by H.G. Wells, Rudyard Kipling, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Robert Louis Stevenson, where you'll find spies, science fiction, and suspense. For a limited time, pay half price for all 12 episodes of Escape Misty Lands. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MISTY77 to get Escape Misty Lands for only $14.99. That's 50% off.
In one horrible instant, my foot had slipped on the treacherous ledge and I'd gone over, falling far out into the icy black night, falling down, down.
Don't let this deal slip away. Get 50% off Escape Misty Lands today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code MISTY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back. Before the break, I posed the following question. On what radio comedy series did Richard Crenna appear as Bronco Thompson, the boyfriend and then husband of Marjorie Forrester? The answer is The Great Gildersleeve. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. But hey, visit us at our website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time. I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.